take us to the top of the hour, and we're going to, I'm so excited because we have some great stuff coming up for you in our second hour. We have all the folks here with Ghost Waltz, the production over there at the LA Theater Center. And we're going to be talking to them about their wonderful production, Ghost Waltz, that's going to introduce all of us, or many of us, to an incredible Mexican composer, Juventino Rosas, who was kind of lost in time, but he's been brought to our attention once again by this wonderful production. So that is going to be it. And in fact, I picked a very special tune to start our second hour. And actually, I'm doing it in honor of my parents. It's a tune, a composition by Juventino Rosas, a tune called Chotis Lazos de Amor. And the reason I'm playing that is because my parents used to actually dance chotis. Yes, I remember them showing us how to dance that. I don't know if many people know how to do that anymore, but my parents did. So we'll be starting the next set with that, and then we'll be talking to our special guest. So let's just take it away. And we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, that was just lovely. Chotis, Lazos de Amor. And I played that once again in honor of my folks because they dance chotis. I'm so proud of them for doing that. And I am also very excited because we have in the studio representatives from that wonderful production that's taking place over at the LA Theater Center now. And we're just so excited because we're going to be talking about it. And I have in the studio the playwright, Oliver Mayer, one of the singers, sopranos, Natalie Peña Gomez, and the pianist, Ricky Pajot, here in the studio, in the studio to talk to us about it. And so welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you for having us.
It's great to be here.
Yeah.
Does everybody on? Let's hear. Ricky, say something.
Hi.
I guess
I don't
you're.
Hear myself either.
I think it's your it's your keyboard that's connected, not your mics. You might want to switch mics just for this part of the. If there's one to get onto, but anyway, Oliver Mayer, what can you tell us about the composer? Because this is actually that's about the Mexican composer Juventino Rosas.
Yes, Juventino Rosas is really a treasure, not only to Mexican people, but to the world. But he has been whitewashed and erased over time. And over 130 years have gone by since his passing. He died young at 26 in the 1890s. In his short life, he created extraordinary music, quantities of music, and a piece that's about as famous as any piece ever written by anyone, Over the Waves, Sobre las Olas. But even in his own lifetime, that piece was attributed to Europeans, particularly Strauss. I think there are many reasons, but the biggest one is that he was proudly an indigenous Otomi Mexican. He never hid it, apologized. Why should he? And this, we're talking the 1890s. He lived a fascinating life. He traveled the United States. He died in Cuba, unfortunately, from the AIDS of its day, which was meningitis.
Oh, my goodness.
And as I say, particularly after his death, he's been largely forgotten, even in Mexico. And when I found out about him, I was surprised. I wasn't sure I'd write about him until he came to me in a dream. And I saw him dancing, doing 1-2-3, 1-2-3 in huaraches, and with the world swirling about him. And that's pretty much the first page of the play.
That was the sign.
That was the sign.
You were assigned to do this.
After all these years, I've learned to listen to the signs.
Oh, my goodness. That's really, really amazing. And I'm also sitting next to you is Natalie Peña Gomez, who's...
Gomez.
Oh, I have... See, it's G-O-M-A-S?
Or C-O-M-A-S,
Comas. Okay. Natalie, and I know that you're a singer. You have a beautiful voice. And what role do you play in this production?
I am the Nightingale. She's a soprano. She real existed. I have the honor to play Angela Peralta, which was the first Mexican soprano to perform in the major theaters in Europe, like La Scala, which is the most, it's like temple for the opera singers. And she had a quite interesting life. She died very young as well. She was 36 when she died, yellow fever. But in these 36 years, she founded the opera, her own company, opera company in Mexico. So in Mazatlan, she was from Mexico City, but in Mazatlan there's a theater which it was honoring her.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, you guys are doing a lot to resurrect all this history that we may not have known about all these great Mexican composers and singers and artists. And I know we have Ricky Pajot in your part of the production as well, and you play an interesting character in this, right?
Yes, the legendary Scott Joplin.
Oh, my goodness. And so they were friends, right? They knew each other. They were contemporaries.
Well, they met in the same at the World Fair, Chicago World Fair. I don't think there's any proof that they actually spoke to each other and all of that, but that's what the play is about. It's an imaginary conversation.
They could have met,
yeah. But definitely Juventino influenced Scott Joplin, yeah, even in his writings.
So what is the story you're telling in the production, Oliver?
Well, it's really a play about a song. And there's been some question, you know, is this a musical? Is this a play? It's a play with music. It's not an American musical. I know I love them, but I don't write them myself. But I write plays that are infused with music, that in a sense the blood of the play is the music that pumps through the play. And in this case, this incredible song, it's a story of the song from its birth. And he was, you know, very young and unsure what he would do with it until he began to play it and it began to take flight on its own. This is before recordings. It's certainly before biographies, before all of the technologies that we're used to. So it had to just go on its own merits. Mm-hmm. And it did. It flew around the world and continues to do so.
And are we talking about that one song?
Particularly that one, except that he did an incredible amount of work in a short amount of time. That's one reason why Scott Joplin was so taken with him. And even has there's a quote in one of Joplin's rags of Juventino.
Really?
Yeah. There's no reason why they wouldn't have met. It was in 1893 in Chicago at the World's Fair, and people of color were not allowed into the center or didn't often find their way into the center of the fair, but they were in the outskirts, in the houses of ill repute and the bars, and that's where they both worked and made their money.
Yeah.
So, and they were the same age.
Yeah. I like to think, Ricky, that they met.
I like to think so, too.
Yeah, I like to think
especially
that they
musicians,
met.
Especially musicians, you know, both of color, you know.
Yeah.
A lot in relation.
They would have had a lot to relate to. And Natalie, did you identify with Angela Ángela?
Absolutely. It was love at first sight. And when I read the libretto and a play, I was like, oh my God, there are so many things that we have in common, like being from Latin America, playing in Europe, in performing in the opera houses and festivals, and I mean, being also a bit India, although we don't have any more Indians in the Dominican Republic where I come from, but I really identify myself with her because we have this strict discipline in what we do. So she was perfectionist, and but a good heart, but she was so ambitious and. Already when she was very young, her debut was when she was 8 years old, singing
goodness.
An opera, you know, like already with 12 years old, she sang the Leonora, which is one of the most difficult roles in opera from Verdi, in El Trovatore. And then she was like, yeah, apart from that, and just in that moment, her career went up, like, wow. So she was named in Italy Angelica di voce e di nome, which means an angel from voice and from name.
Oh.
She was very touching hearts when she was singing. She was very, very special.
It makes you wish you could go back in time and listen to the music of these people when they were the most active in their career and all of that. Do you happen to know what kind of reception, Oliver, that he got in Mexico?
He was beloved. He was beloved. The wife of the president of Mexico, Porfirio Diaz, gifted him a grand piano, which he sold for debts. I mean, it was not easy. It isn't easy now to be an artist, to be a musician,
right.
And one of color. But he was a very adored, and he did make a name for himself because he was also a virtuoso violinist and could play the piano.
Yeah.
So whenever he was there, he wowed his audience. And so anyone who knew him at the time loved him.
Wow.
But after his death, of course, no one was there to be his press agent.
These kinds of stories are so tragic, and that's why it's so important that people like you bring them to life again so that we can get to know them. Let's give a listen to that song, because people are going to go, oh my goodness, that's the song? He's the composer? I know that song. We all know that song. So let's give a listen to that, and I know you guys are going to treat us to some live music, and I can't wait for that. But let's give a listen to Sobre las Olas, Over the Waves, here, a composition by Juventino Rosas, who's the center of the production over at the L.A. Theater Center. And it's a production of the L.A. Theater Company, the Latino Theater Company, and that's downtown. And let's see, that's going to be through June the 2nd. So we'll be talking about, give you more details about that. But first, the beautiful song, oh my goodness, Sobre las Olas. Thank you. Now, you know, everybody is saying, yes, I know that song. I know that song. How did I not know it was by a Mexican composer? Because nobody knew it was by a Mexican composer until now. Oh, and everybody's going to know it
is. And no one's going to forget him
again. No one's going to forget him again. All right. So as I mentioned, we are going to be treated to some live music. Natalie Peña Comas is going to be singing. I heard her warming up earlier today, beautiful voice, and of course, a wonderful piano playing of Ricky Pajot. So I guess take it away, guys, and I'll be over here trying to adjust the mic. So go ahead and take it away. What are we going to hear first?
What are we listening to?
We're gonna be singing a Musetta's Waltz from Puccini, La Bohème.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
May I just say that this play is so gifted to have. Everyone can play. All of our musicians, even people we didn't know could play. So we are featuring not only this gorgeous music that Natalie and Ricky just played of Puccini, but we have Verdi, we have Strauss, and we also have huastecos. We have Mexican huastecos. What else do we have? We have everything. We have ragtime.
Cuban. You have Cuban.
And we have Cuban rhythms.
Yeah.
So it's just wild.
So, Natalie, when did you know you were so gifted with that voice?
Well, I loved to sing since I was 8 in the choirs from the school, music school. But I had the first approach to opera when I was able to be part of an production of La Traviata in Santo Domingo. I was 15 by that time. So as soon as I heard the music, I said, this is what I want to do in my life. So I worked very hard to present a program for the entrance examination at the conservatory in the Dominican Republic. I passed, but 3 months after I was admitted, my teacher said I had no talent, so she kicked me out from the class. And I was very sad, of course, but I was playing the piano by that time too. So I kept playing the piano, and then I decided to go to Vienna to study at the university. And 1 or 2 years after I was in Vienna studying piano, I presented myself to the entrance examination in Vienna in the university for opera. And there was like, I remember, 170 candidates. And I was one of the 16 was taken to be part of the university. So it was something like I realized that that's the way, that's my way. That's what I want to do in my life.
Wow. Well, I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad. So, Oliver, I mean, you are working with some major talent. I mean, it must make everything just so special for you.
My wife says I wake up with a smile every day. Well, here I am with Natalie, and I know we're going to talk about Ricky. Ricky's a Steinway pianist, and Ricky plays with the greatest in the world. But we also should mention that Quetzal Guerrero, who is our Juventino Rosas, is a virtuoso violinist, and we can talk about some of the music that he's made, but he's known around the world and can do cumbias. I mean, you can hear him in town, really good dance music of our own period. But I think he feels, too, as if he's got a real connection to Juventino, both indigenous, both virtuosi, and both, I don't know, just brimming with talent and good feeling for the world, and really fighting bitterness, which otherwise might happen, because the world hasn't changed as much as we wish it would.
As we wish, yeah. We should let people know once again that Ghost Waltz has already opened at the L.A. Theater Center. It's there Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
And Sundays.
And Sundays. So the Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays performances are at 8 p.m., and the Sunday performances are at 4 p.m., and that will be through the 2nd of June, correct?
Yes, and we're unable to extend, so that means everybody's got to come now. And just know, Thursdays are $10. I mean, you can't get a better...
Oh, you can't get a better...
I mean, people spend Thursdays? Several hundred dollars for the opportunity to hear Natalie and Ricky play and get some play.
So the theater center is located at 514 South Spring Street in Los Angeles. So check it out, Ghost Waltz. Now, what are we going to hear next? Who are we going to feature Ricky now on this, or what's coming up next, guys?
I'm going to play a Scott Joplin tune called Bethina.
Bethina, okay.
Yes. Thank you.
You have mesmerized me. Both of you have mesmerized me with your music.
Thank you.
I can't imagine, Oliver, how much fun it is working with people like this, and Quetzal, of course, who can't be with us today. It must be a real treat to be working with these artists.
It honors me, and I know I'm doing the right thing, and to bring it to an audience in Los Angeles and hopefully beyond this is going to be one of my life's goals, really, because we need to know this. We need to know how talented we really are. And that this music belongs to us.
Yeah. And I think it's so important, the story you're telling, by bringing back to life the music of Juventino Rosas, who was one of those great composers from Mexico who was forgotten for so long. And I've been listening to his music as I was getting ready for this interview, and he just has so much beautiful music.
I hope that people do what you just did, Kathy, and on their own time, you know, whatever platform they listen to, I hope they dig into Joplin and to Rosas, because these are really the roots of American music and the world's music.
Now, did he have lyrics to his music at all?
There are lyrics, and actually very, very beautiful ones. There's a movie from the early 50s of Pedro Infante, and he sings the lyrics in Spanish. Mario Lanza has lyrics from the 50s, very, very popular as well for Over the Waves, and we use them in the piece as well. So, yes, and of course, when you can sing this music, I don't know, everyone can enjoy it that way.
Yeah. So, Natalie, do you sing some of his songs in the production?
Yes. Yes. Over the Waves.
Oh, you do Over the Waves?
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Yes, it's really beautiful, the text.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
And, Ricky, it sounds like you have a really kind of a fun job on this, because not only you probably play his music as well as Joplin's music. So how much fun is that?
I'm having an amazing time. I mean, when I got the call to play Scott Joplin, I mean, I was already, you know,
on board.
Ragtime player. Actually, my wife and I have a project together called Parlor Social, and the name of our album is Neo Ragtime, which is a contemporized version of ragtime, so a modernized version of ragtime. So this was already in my bag. So to play Scott Joplin and to be able to play with all these amazing artists and to play piano and to this playwright, this amazing playwright that means so much. Every single line that I'm saying in this playwright is so meaningful to me. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm having the best time of my life.
We should just call out to Alberto Lopez, who is our musical director and classically trained, also a world-class percussionist, and who's just really put the whole piece together for us. Yeah. I mean, we're doing it, but we're doing it with him.
Yeah.
So I know you've already shared some interesting tidbits about his life, Juventino Rosas' life. What other little tidbits can you share about his life that you found particularly interesting or touching?
It's funny because I had to create him, and I had to find him in the music, because this is a time before biographies. And even biographies, you know, of very famous white musicians and artists would have been made up in a lot of ways. And even when you look at stuff about Scott Joplin, it's very spotty if you look at it. Mm-hmm. And Juventino only has just a little tiny bit, so I had to make it up. Mm-hmm. But what I realized is I think he's like us. He's just like us. He's just trying to do the best he can. He was brought up by people who really loved music. He learned that way. He didn't learn in a conservatory. Mm-hmm. So he learned by ear. Then he went to a conservatory. And he learned how to write music down, which was really important, because that's how he was able to create so much in a short time. And then he went into the army. Thank goodness that they had a Mexican marching band, which was world class at the time, kind of do that John Philip Sousa kind of music. And he put his own music out there, and that's when it took flight. And then he traveled and as an itinerant musician, and alongside Joplin, people like that. It was a way that people learned about the world, made their money. You know, maybe made some babies along the way. And he ended up on a Cuban tour with doing opera in Cuba when he passed from meningitis. And that was called the kissing disease. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, I always thought, well, you know, at least he got to kiss somebody.
Yeah, there's that. And as you mentioned, it didn't help that he died so young. So we don't know what he would have done if he had lived longer, and we just don't know. But I guess his music speaks for him to a certain extent.
You can also find him on a couple of photographs of him, and I find him to be a very handsome guy, very distinctly Mexican Indian face, mustache, sombrero, but also you can see the nuance, the sophistication, you know, that he was a true musician, yeah. Born that way, well, as I think Scott Joplin.
And to create such beautiful music.
And, of course, Angel Peralta. These are the people who were born with a gift, yeah. As I think a lot of us walking around the streets today have the gift inside, yeah. Them, too.
So they're all great characters, Angela and, yeah. Scott Joplin and Angel Peralta. These are all great characters to bring to life on the stage.
And I also feel like for all three of us, I feel like these characters were like tailor-made for each and every one of us.
Absolutely.
It's just amazing how all of this came together probably from the inception of the playwright to what it is now.
I think it's amazing. So Ghost Waltz, ladies and gentlemen, through June the 2nd at the L.A. Theater Center, which is downtown on Spring Street. There are Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 4 p.m. with a special great price on Thursdays. So, you know, check that out. How can you miss that? What else are we going to listen to? Got another tune in? Can you do something else for us?
As I think about it, I just want to shout out our director, Alberto Barbosa, who really, really, I don't know. I mean, it's the best director I remember working with. I've had a 40-year career, and I don't remember feeling this good about a play or working this closely with a director in my entire career.
Wow, that says a lot. So what are we going to listen to, guys? Anything? Are you ready? I mean, you don't have to. I just thought maybe, you know, it's like...
Oh my gosh!
can you do one of Juventud?
We're gonna do a short one.
You want to do Traviata? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Before we do something else, I wanted to say that it's amazing cast. They all are not only very good actors, but they also dance. They play instruments. They sing. It's really like a blessing to have this kind of level on stage. Everybody who goes to the theater, they get really impacted by what they see and what they hear. Mostly they share, like, you made me cry, you made me laugh. You hear people laughing, and it's so beautiful because that feeds us on stage, and we give our best to the audience. And, Alberto Barbosa, the director, as Oliver mentioned, is... Wow, amazing. I mean, it's my first time working on a theater play ever in my life. And I'm doing that in Los Angeles in this wonderful theater in English, which is not my mother language. So he made me feel very comfortable. He gave the space to create and to make it my own Angela Peralta character. And I'm very thankful. And working with Ricky, working with Quetzal, it's an incredible, and all the cast is amazing.
Yeah, I can't imagine. All right, you
okay,
ready?
We would like to do another opera. It's very short. What we do is not the whole opera. It's just one part of the aria, Sempre Libera, of La Traviata di Verdi.
Okay.
It's also in the play. Tenete sempre nomi di volare e non pensiero. Il pensier.
my goodness, that you had the studio shaking on that one. I felt it way over here. That was so beautiful, you guys. I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning. You've made for a very, very special show indeed. And Oliver, I can't just imagine what fun you guys are all having over there every night that your production is on there at the LA Theater Center.
We just want to share it with the world.
Yeah. So thank you so much for bringing this story to life. Thank you guys, Natalie and Ricky, for, bringing these characters to life as well. And it sounds like a delightful production.
Yes, it is. It is.
It's fun.
We just don't want to perform it in front of seats. So everyone, come out.
So again, thank you so much for coming. And, you know, we have a little surprise for our listeners. We've actually got some pairs of tickets that we're going to give away. So we have three pairs of tickets for the Friday, May 24th production at 8 p.m. at the L.A. Theater Center at 514 Spring Street in Los Angeles. So just give us a call here at 818-985-5735. Hit 1 to get into the studio, 818-985-5735. Hit 1 to get into the studio. This is for the Friday, May 24th performance at 8 p.m. Estamos regalando boletos para ir a ver Ghost Waltz en el Teatro de Los Ángeles el viernes 24 de mayo a las 8. Nada más nos tienen que llamar al 818-985-5735. Hay que marcar el número 1 para entrar aquí al estudio. 818-985-5735. Marque el número 1. 818-985-5735. Hit 1 to get into the studio. Again, Friday, May 24th, 8 p.m. Ghost Waltz at the LA Theater Center. So that's a special treat for our listeners. I'm sure our phones are going to be jammed. So once again, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathy.
We're going to listen to Carmen. No, yeah, Carmela, another composition by Juventino Rosas as we bid goodbye for you guys. And you just really made for a very special show this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
All right, let's take it away here.
Thank you. Support comes from the Will Geer Theatricum Botanicum, presenting renowned singer, songwriter, agent of social change, and political artist Holly Neer, Thursday, June 13th, 2024, at 7:30 p.m. Holly Neer has had an amazing, exemplary life of artistry, performance, songwriting, and activism. Holly's songs and anthems continue to lift our spirits as we work together for women's rights, social justice, and peace. The Theatricum Botanicum is located at 1419 North Topanga Canyon Boulevard in Topanga. For more information and tickets, visit theatricum.com and kpfk.org.
This is KPFK
90.7 FM,
Los Angeles.
Well, that was just delightful having the folks here from the Ghost Waltz here in the studio. Beautiful music, so much talent. I can't imagine. Congratulations to all of our ticket winners. And just before, we listened to a couple of tunes by Juventino, La Cantinera, Flores de México, and Yes, Carmela. And I'm actually going to treat you to another one, because why not? He's the man of the hour. We're going to be to Ilusiones Juveniles coming up next, before I leave you dancing. This is KPFK Los Angeles, 90.7 FM. So that is the beautiful music of Juventino Rosas, the star of the show Ghost Waltz over there at the LA Theater Center. So just wonderful, wonderful. You can always check them out online if you're interested in the times and dates and tickets and all that kind of stuff. Don't forget, Healthcare for Us is coming up next. And yes, I will leave you dancing because, you know, I always try to do that. But I want to thank you so much for joining me this morning. I'll be back next Monday for another edition of Global Village. So basically, as I just love listening to this music, until then, Los Angeles. Ciao, Los Angeles.